Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the second parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to parak Bey's Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Gadol Don V'Don Noso Made a Mi'idin Noso Cholitz V'Cholitzin Lishto Mi'avin Es Ishto Aval Hu Einam Rabbi Mishu Aser Balmana. A Kohen Gadol can be a judge, and he can be judged. He can be a witness, and they could testify against him. He could do Chalitza, and if he dies, his wife could be subject to Chalitza, and they could do Yibum on his wife if he dies without any children. His brother could do Yibum. However, if his brother dies without any children, he may not do Yibum because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. A regular Kohen is just not allowed to marry a Grusha, but he's allowed to marry an Almana. A Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to marry an Almana. So if his brother died without any children, him doing Yibum would be the same as marrying an Almana because it's his brother's Almana. Meisla Meis, if a Kohen Gadol's relative dies, Enu Yotze Achar Mita, he does not follow after the coffin, Ela Heinuch Nasin Vuhu Nigla, Hein Niglin Vuhu Nichse, that he's got to stay far behind so that he's always around the corner from the coffin, that whenever they're seen on the street, he's not seen on the street. When he's seen on the street, the coffin's not seen on the street. And he follows far behind in that way up until the entrance to the city, according to Rameir. Rabbi says, no, he doesn't go out to the funeral at all. And when he's menachim other people, everyone walks one behind the other, and the mamuna, his deputy, stands in between him and all the people. Ukshu misnachim me'achirum, when he's receiving nechama from other people, kol amramulo, all the people say to him, anu kaparascha, we are your atonement. V'omer lehen tisbarchu min hashemayim, and he responds that you should be blessed from shemayim. Ukshemavrinoso kol amsubnolaretz v'meisav el safsal, and they provide a kohen gadol with a suda savra'a. Everyone else sits on the ground, and he sits on a chair. Mishnah Beis, Hamelech, once we're talking about very important people and how we deal with their court cases and other matters, what about a king? Hamelech lo dan v'lo dan noso. He cannot be a judge nor be judged. Lo meid v'lo meid noso. He cannot be a witness nor be testified against. Lo cholitz v'lo cholitzin lishto. He doesn't do chalitza, nor can his wife get chalitza. Lo miyav v'lo miyav lishto. He cannot do yibum, nor does his wife get yibum. Rabbi Yehuda mir matal achlat. Rabbi says, look, if he wants to volunteer to do chalitza or yibum, so zachar latov, it's a very nice thing, it's good, let him do that. So Amalel, the Chum says, Rabbi Yehuda, ain't shaman, no, we do not allow him to do such a thing. It's beneath the dignity of a melech to be doing such things. Vei nosin almanaso, and no one marries the almana of a kohen gadol. Rabbi Yehuda omer nosin hamelech almanaso shel melech, of a melech. Rabbi Yehuda omer nosin hamelech almanaso shel melech. Rabbi Yehuda says, another king can marry the almana of a king. Shekein matzin b'David shenas almanaso shel shol shenam revet l'chos beis adonecha ves nushe adonecha b'chekecha, because we find that David HaMelech married the almana of Shaul HaMelech, because a king is allowed to marry the almana of a previous king. So Mishnah Aleph, we learned just to review that the dinim of what a kohen gadol can and cannot do by virtue of his office. So he can be a judge and be judged, testify and be testified against, chalitza in both directions. They could do yibum on his wife, but he can't do yibum on his brother's wife. And then how does he deal with the funeral? So it's a machlokas. The Tanakama holds that he follows far behind the Aron, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, he just stays in the Mikdash the whole time. And we discussed how we do Nichum Avelim with him, how he does Nichum Avelim to other people, and how we do Sudas Havra'a with him. And then in Mishnah Beis we said the dinim of a melech, that a melech is not involved in any court cases, neither as judge nor witness, or judged against or witnessed against. He's not involved in any chalitza or yibum in either direction. And Rabbi Yehuda says if he wants, he could do a chalitza or a yibum, but the Chum disagreed. And then we said that no one's allowed to marry the almana of a melech, but Rabbi Yehuda says the exception to that is a melech is allowed to marry an almana of a different melech. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.